end of season sale is on. Shop theiconic.com.au or download the app.
Bev, trawling all the news sites, finding all the important stories.
Yeah, I was this morning and I come across this one, Byron. Smartphone sales have stopped growing. It's
what?
An alarming stat. The 2019 quarter has come out and they're down by 10.2%, which is a 500,000 decline.
That's massive.
That's massive. The reasons are, you know, a high price of a new device and lack of groundbreaking innovation. So I thought Melbourne, 131060, can we find Melbourne's oldest phone? I want a phone ringtone similar to this. Okay. No one's buying phones anymore.
Well, if you think about it for a minute, how much more can they do? So like, why would I buy the next iPhone or the next Samsung Galaxy when the one I've got does everything I could possibly want? Like, what are the added features?
Mate, I don't work at Apple. What are you asking me for?
131060. Give us a call. We're looking for Melbourne's oldest phone, guys. Give us a call. 131060 could be one of those Ericsson flip ones.
I want a flip. I want a Nokia. I still sit on the toilet and play Snake. That sort of style.
1019. The Fox.
Seven. Alarming stat. You'd think it's going the other way because we're all so high tech, but this was an unbelievable stat that you found.
Yeah, unbelievable. The first quarter's come out, a bit of research for mobile phones, and it's down 10.2% on all smartphones, which is a 500,000 decline. The reason saying it's a high price for new devices. And I can relate to that. I reckon I've got my iPhone's about 4 years old. I've got the worst phone in my family.
So you've kept it. So are you just on a SIM card plan or something? So you're not paying off the phone anymore. It's just done. It's paid off.
I think it's paid. I just pay my monthly bill, whatever
and
it is.
Let me guess. Yours does everything it needs to do. And so when a new one comes out, you just go, well, mine takes photos. So I can go on Instagram. What more do you want?
Yeah, that's it. I've got to get all the apps. I've got, you just download the new, whatever it is. You know, when they say upgrade your phone.
Yeah.
Which people say don't do because it gets bugs. But my phone seems to be fine.
Okay.
My mum, Kazza, just said she's running with a Nokia. So there
Kazza,
you go.
Your mum!
Might have to get her a new phone.
A Nokia, because Nokia, I don't think even, that would be at least 2009, I reckon.
2009, Nokia? I reckon early 2000s. Anyway, we've got Rory on the phone. Good morning, Rory. What are you running with, bro?
I've still got a 3315. Play Snake on it, but the battery's cooked.
Right.
So the battery's cooked. So if you went to a Telstra outlet or a phone outlet, Vodafone or whatever, you wouldn't be able to replace that, would you?
No, not with these days. It's even like the when you had the SIM card in the 3315, it used to be a big brick. Now you get an iPhone or whatever, it's a mini, a micro.
Right, wow. So even the SIM cards on the old brick phones were giant.
Massive. The SIM cards are as big as the iPhones now.
Thank you, Rory.
Claude from Epping, good morning.
G'day, Favola, how are you?
I'm good, mate. What are you running with?
I've got a 1310. It's got a little antenna on it.
Little Nokia.
1310. That starts with a 1.
I've got, I've got quite a few phones. Kept them all.
When does that date back? When does the Nokia 1310 date back to?
70s or 80s, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 80s, I think.
80s?
And does it still work?
Yeah, it does still work.
It sends messages and rings people?
Yeah, it does.
That's all you need.
What more could you want?
Has it got, has it got Tinder?
Oh.
1019. The Fox.
With FIFA away, we would just like to thank Ricky Lee for a new jingle that celebrates FIFA's pregnancy. She should be back on deck tomorrow. This was just a wonderful moment for everyone involved. What a celebration of Fifi's impending birth. I don't think she even moved yesterday. She did the whole show from a couch. It was unbelievable. But look, it is in the build-up to Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower, a massive event next Friday. We're going to broadcast live from, Melbourne Arena.
It's going to be huge. So many big superstars have played there, and we're having our baby shower there for single mums. It's going to be, I actually can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
Fev, the amount of support has been unbelievable. Obviously, we've got the major sponsor, Underworks. We had Silver Cross Prams with 10 grand's worth of prams.
Playgrow
with 40 grand's worth of children's toys.
And yesterday on their Instagram, they showed us a little sneak peek of the package that they're giving us with all the baby toys in it, which is going to be amazing.
Quick shout out to Rosie from Hawthorne. Her business, Lenny Rose Active, offered to get involved and provide active wear for our guests. Steph in Sunbury, her business, SF Creative, offered hand-drawn framed illustrations for the mums. In Narre Warren, Sandrine, her business, Bambino and Bundles, they make beautiful organic cotton jumpsuits. They want to be involved. We could go on literally until 9 o'clock with the amount of support.
Yeah, we could. We've been overwhelmed. And it's Melbourne, you're so generous. And we can't wait to share this big baby shower with you. But we've figured out the games. Last week when Fee was away on the Friday, we thought to ourselves, we've hit a hurdle bar and we need to play some games. Yeah. And we've come up with a couple of beauties, haven't we?
Well, this one, I don't think Fee wants any of these played, but we decided behind her back that some of these games would take place.
Disposable nappies.
Yes.
Different flavoured chocolates, melt them into the nappy, hand them around and get people to sniff them and guess them.
And this one?
My favourite.
It's called Labour or Adult Film.
Oh, yeah.
So you get like a piece of paper and you get all these different photos of ladies and you have to try and guess like their facial expressions.
Well, it's a family show.
I love this. Yes, that game's going to go off. But then we thought to ourselves this morning, what's gone wrong at a baby shower? Melbourne, 131060, can you let us know some of the stories that what went wrong? Because we want this to be a smooth ship.
Right.
We don't want any hurdles to be hit.
So strangely, the bigger the disaster, the more we want to hear that call because then we will avoid that disaster. So no matter how badly it went, please call us.
Please call us now.
A disastrous baby shower, something that went really wrong.
Yeah, just so we can tick all the boxes.
Okay, 131060 with your example of what didn't quite go right, and we'll come back to those calls after this on The Fox.
1019 The Fox.
Fev is still taking charge of Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower, a massive event next Friday at Melbourne Arena. We will be broadcasting live. Now, look, we've got to keep planning, Fev. I think this is a very fair point. Now, what have you decided to put out on the phones, even though Fife's away? We've got to forge on.
Yeah, what went wrong at a baby shower? You know, disasters.
Right.
And we threw it out. We haven't had many calls, which is a positive.
That is a positive.
That is a really good thing.
Okay, great. Look, but there was one from Seymour in Kinglake. He dropped out, and I think this is important for all of us going forward. Ali, he did drop out, but what did Seymour have to say? Oh, hang on. Can you get it on Leon's? Here we go.
You there?
Yep.
Okay, somebody brought children to the party who had hand, foot, and mouth.
Oh.
And everybody went home with that. So they were all covered in a rash.
So if you've been to England from 1979 to 2003, just
don't
let
come.
Us know.
Don't come. How do you know that stat?
Because I travel.
Okay, great.
It says it on the card.
Also, just wash your hands, I think, before you come to the baby shower. Just a health and safety issue.
Border security.
Thank you. If there's any other things that went wrong, 131060, Fifi, Fev and Byron on The Fox.
Like my stat, did you?
What the hell was that?
1019 The Fox.
Single mums, this is the party for you. Fifi wants all of their dreams to come true. Melbourne, let's spoil them, treat them like angels. Massages and facials, flowers and cuddles. Single mums, this is the party for you.
Such a sore throat yesterday to add to the morning sickness, and she could barely speak. So she's not here today. We're hoping she's back on deck for tomorrow's R&B Friday show. But Fev, we're pushing on. We're planning for next Friday, Melbourne Arena, Conrad Sewell performing live. Our major sponsors, Underworks, have made all this possible. We thank those guys. A huge range of baby socks for tiny toes. But we want to learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah, we do, Byron. I think we've got every box ticked. We've got food, we've got gifts, we've got prizes, we've got massages, as it said there. We've got facials, we've got pampering, we've got games. We've sorted out games.
Yep.
But we want to know what went wrong at a baby shower so we can tick that off so we don't have any disasters, Byron. Because Melbourne Arena is a massive place.
But we don't want to let down Fifi or Melbourne Arena or anyone involved.
No, we don't. We've got Lara from Whittlesea. Good morning, Lara.
Good morning. Hi, guys. Love your show.
What went wrong?
Well, my beautiful mum planned a lovely baby shower for me, but unfortunately, my baby came early and so I missed it.
Oh, no.
There's the lesson. Yeah. Don't plan it too far into. I mean, try and bring it forward. I mean, we're good. Fee's not going to go before the...
Well, I have a feeling I have this problem. Imagine if Fee goes early.
Oh, geez.
Well, I hope not, because my baby came 4 weeks early. But it was about a week off from the baby shower date.
Okay.
We're so close and yet so far.
In some ways, Viv, maybe we should have already have had the baby shower.
Maybe we should have.
Get to it, guys. Plan it.
Thanks, Lara.
Yes, I'm panicking all
thanks
the time.
Thanks for the heads up.
It's the Fox.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Now, Byron. Uber drivers are turning the tables on their passengers.
Hang on. So this is not Uber Eats, which is right in
the
wheelhouse.
No, this is Uber.
This is Uber.
It's the ride hail company.
Right,
announced
just Uber.
Just Uber.
Right.
They've announced that below average ratings on your Uber rating, you get a risk of deactivation from the app, so therefore you're not being able to use it.
Oh, hang on.
And we all know that if we, you know, when we get out of an Uber, we rate the Uber driver, and if they get a low rating, they could lose their job.
Well, you always say, don't you? Normally, if you get an Uber, you go, great job, mate, give you 5 stars. And they say, yep, I'll give you 5 stars. You have a bit of a chat about it at the end.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, I just get out and say, thanks, bro, have a good day.
Okay. Well, I can just check.
I don't suck up for Uber ratings.
Well, but you might need to now. You won't be able to take one.
Well, what's your Uber rating?
I just happen to have it here on the app. It is 4.87. 4.87 out of 5.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Little golf clap. Now mine, oh geez, you got me covered. Mine's 4.75. And I think it's mine, because I asked a few questions about this, and they said that if you cancel an Uber, so if you book an Uber and it says like 8 minutes away, and then all of a sudden it's still 8 minutes
away.
Well,
sometimes they drive the wrong way.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get further away and you think, where are you going?
Yeah, so I cancel it. So if you cancel an Uber, apparently your rating goes down.
Yeah.
So that's probably why mine is a little bit lower.
Well, mine, I reckon mine would be even higher. And this is a community service announcement for everyone in Melbourne. Don't let Aaron Rich from Fox FM into your Uber. Because what he does, he gets very rowdy and he starts singing songs really loudly. He tries to stuff with their radio.
Oh, really?
And I sometimes say, Aaron, this is my Uber. This is my rating, bro. Pipe down.
Mine always might get a bit lower because when I get in the Uber and if they haven't got it on the Fox, I say, oh, can you change the station, please? But it's alarming for me because 4.75, if I get banned, wait for this, Byron, the ban will mean you could also lose access to Uber Eats.
No!
Give me 5 stars.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Bev, I just want to set up what happened on yesterday's show and then let's just deal with the aftermath, shall we?
Yeah.
All you did, and I thought this was a great way to celebrate an event that's coming to Melbourne.
Sumos are coming to Melbourne.
And this is fantastic news to Melbourne. Melbourne always supports events. Sumo is a huge sport. All you did, my friend.
1,500 years old.
A 300-year-old sport.
1,500.
Okay. Well, let's get bogged down in detail. You just impersonated a sumo just as a topical little bit of fun. You've got up, you've had yourself a little dance.
Yes. And this,
an impromptu dance.
This happened.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, Fev's just taking his shirt off.
What's he doing?
That looks like the haka. Fev. And he's split his pants doing the haka. I think he was channeling
this. Really fat.
That's okay. All right. Now, look, admittedly, anything that happens on this show, there are cameras. There's about 7 cameras in here from all angles.
Yeah.
A video did go up of you paying tribute to sumo.
Yeah, it's on Fifi, Fev and Byron Instagram. I think even Fox FM reposted it. And I also put it on my Instagram,
right.
Brendan Favola 25. And last night I was sitting on the couch with my beautiful baby, giving her a bottle, and I thought, good time to go through my little my story and read some of the comments, and did I cop it. Byron, I was a little bit upset because I am a strong male and I'm pretty comfortable in my skin, but I know I'm a little bit larger these days. I've put on a little bit of weight, but I'm not quite sure why people want to tell me. These are some of the messages I copped on my Instagram.
This is unbelievable. The thing is, like, if you want to say, hey, I might have put on a kilo or two, surely you can own that, but I don't know why people think they can tell you.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And being
a male, I just thought to myself, imagine if this was a female that posted this. No one would ever write anything like that, ever.
Well, what'd you get?
I got, Fev, 2 words, stop eating. Holy bang.
Wow.
Do Uber Eats deliver salad?
This ties in with your love of Uber Eats. It's quite a clever line, but it's not right.
It's not right.
It's not right.
So much for Jenny Craig, Fev.
Well, again,
it's harsh. Back to Jenny Craig.
Could have stuck with it.
Jenny Craig was great. I lost so much weight.
You did,
but obviously, I didn't eat for.
Right.
I ate all the food for 18 months, felt great. And now I just want to eat what I want to eat and look the way I want to. Gotta love a dad bod. Ooh.
That's not too bad. Gotta love a dad bod. It's not bad.
But this one's a sort of a backhanded comment. Ignore the fat comments, Fev. You really aren't sumo huge. Ouch.
Thanks.
Sloppy rig. Why have you got so fat?
Okay, that's just blatant.
And then I got a DM, and this just tops it all off, Byron. Someone's trying to be nice,
okay,
and they've reached out and said, can't believe the horrible things people are saying.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
Yep. Feel free to come down to our gym. We'd love to help you out. Keep doing you.
Shame.
Well, if I was keep doing me, I wouldn't be bloody going to gym. I'll give you the tip.
That didn't make it better at all.
It didn't make it better.
Okay, thank you. And just look, we are having a tiny bit of fun, but there's a serious message to this.
Yeah.
It's not cool, right?
It's not cool. It's to not fat cool. Shame. Do you know what I did after that? Got on Uber Eats, ordered a double Zinger burger with large chips, large Coke, and a three-piece feed, and I felt better.
101.9 The Fox.
Mount Everest. Look, this is base camp. This is also people who are trying to climb to the actual peak of Mount Everest, and it's surprising, Fev, the amount of people that try and do this. You used to make the encyclopedia if you climbed Everest, and now just everyone's having a crack.
Everyone's having a crack, and there's been a lot of deaths as well, Byron, with Mount Everest, but an Aussie was saved yesterday. But if you look at the pictures on the internet and also in today's Herald Sun, I remember back years and years ago, it was like Everest is the biggest thing ever to do. You climb Everest, there wasn't many people that had done it before. But looking at these pictures, there's like hundreds of people on a line trying to climb from base camp to the top of Everest. It just looks like there's overpopulated.
Look, you wouldn't think if you opened the phones 10 years ago and said, have you climbed Mount Everest, you'd get any calls.
It seems everyone's doing
but
it.
But why don't we just put it out there? Because you'd love to hear from someone who's done base camp or maybe even reached the peak of it, which apparently is not that unusual now.
Well, it's not.
But it's also bloody dangerous.
It's dangerous. 131060, have you climbed Everest?
Okay.
It's just simple,
isn't it? There we go, on the phones.
101.9 The Fox.
Would you believe, Fev, that plenty of calls have come through on this topic?
Yeah, they have, and it's a big story going around. I was just reading the article in the paper, Byron, and a Canadian filmmaker has stated that he cannot believe what he saw. There's dead bodies on the route
this
going up.
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest, and he said that there's dead bodies in tents, and they think it's obviously because of the overcrowding. Everyone's trying to climb Everest.
Everybody thinks they can climb Mount Everest now.
But other veteran climbers have also pointed out the inexperience of some of the climbers in pursuit of profits by climbing companies. So they're paying for them to go up to raise money. And in this picture in the Herald Sun of Everest, one of the summits, it's called the Death Zone, and it's a queue of people, and there's a dead body on the side of the mountain, which is horrific, and 11 deaths already this year.
Listen, for climbing. And when we opened the phones, we had a lot of calls. We're going to focus on one main call, but thank you, Vicky in Roeville. Her son went there. He had to be choppered out of base camp. So, I mean, think of being a parent, and your kid says, hey, I'm going to go climb Everest. I mean, it's a really big decision. It's dangerous. We've got a lot of other calls, but this one, Fev, this is a caller who's actually scaled to the top.
Yeah, and they're also, I was watching Instagram over the summer, and Collingwood footballer Brody Grundy actually climbed to base camp and did a bit of Everest when he was over there. Jeez, I wouldn't want to be the president of the footy club.
I wonder if the footy club let him do it.
Let him do it, but we've got Chris Jensen. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. So, what have you climbed Everest?
Yes.
When did you climb it?
I climbed it in 2011, and since then I've been climbing other 8,000-metre peaks.
Unbelievable. Well done.
Wow. Jeez. And what are some of the risks? Because for people that don't know, obviously Everest is the highest point, and it's sort of a notch on the belt if you get up Everest. But what do you come across?
Look, there are objective hazards like, difficult snow and ice terrain, rock terrain, 65 to 70 degree slopes and places. You can, as you see in that photo, it is possible to get caught in a queue. It's not a common thing. This year's been a bad year because of the weather and the small weather window. But, you have to prepare well, do the hard yards, and minimise your risk.
Yeah, in that, Chris, do you think that a lot of people are just climbing Everest to have that notch, as I said, and then they're inexperienced?
Look, to be fair, the large portion of people do the training and prepare well, but there are some that don't, unfortunately, and they don't ask the right questions to understand the risk. So they are putting themselves and other climbers at risk, but it is the minority.
Now, you sound like a super experienced climber, and seeing these pictures with all these cues, would you climb Everest now, or wouldn't do it?
I would probably not. I would have a bit of strategy to make sure I didn't end up in that queue. So there are ways and means in avoiding a queue like that.
Well, there's only one way up, isn't there?
Yeah, but what you do is if you're more experienced, then you'll be able to work out when the bulk of people are going, and you'll be able to push through weather that other people can't. You have preparation and strategies that I won't share on the radio because that's part of our secret.
Secrets of Everest.
But, you know, you can avoid those queues, and many people did this year.
And it's quite expensive. You just can't rock up and climb. It's a fair bit of coin to climb. How much is it?
Yeah, so that just the permit alone for one person is $11,000. But for reputable companies, you're looking at upward of $50,000 for the whole expedition over a 6 to 7 week period.
Wow.
No wonder some of them, potentially these tour companies might be being a bit relaxed as to who can do it. Do you reckon Fev, obviously being a footy player, and I know Grundy from Collingwood has done it, I mean, how fit do you have to be to do it? Could Fev do it?
Look, it's really interesting because footballers would probably fall into the demographic of those most likely to get altitude sickness because they're fit, young and fast.
Well, I'll be right.
And, yeah.
Mate, I can't even climb up our stairs to go to our second level where the kids are, mate. So I'm climbing in for us.
Thank you for your call, Chris.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Actually, we might. I've just realised something which makes our show look so unprofessional. That microphone that our guest is on needs to be switched over. So we will work on that just momentarily. It is a massive show. Many would say they prefer her off mic, but that's harsh.
Whoa, hey. Oh, my God. Jeez, welcome, Em.
In any case, Fev, let me say, having had that little dig, Rage and Rainbows, this is the tour coming to Hamer Hall. It is Em Rusciano in the studio, guys.
Yeah.
Morning, Em, and Hamer Hall, only the best play there,
thanks,
don't
Dom.
They?
It's pretty exciting. I don't think they know what's going to hit them when my crowd get there. They're going to drink the bar dry. But other than that, all the Arts Centre women shushing will be shushing their heads off.
Now, you've sold out the first show.
We have.
There's still some tickets left for the second.
Yeah, a few tickets left for the second. We're hoping to add a third, so we've got to sell that second out. But no, Rage and Rainbows.
You head to artscentremelbourne.com.au to get those tickets. Now, I love you on Instagram. I often look at all your stories and we text often.
We do. You know, I realise we've known each other 19 years.
We have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
I know.
No, a long time. Your husband, Scotty, used to be my fitness guy at Carlton.
Used to make sure you didn't put too much weight on the holidays.
I used to always come back real fat.
I need him. No, I won't say that.
I heard.
And this was quite hurtful, Em, because I did go through your Instagram stories yesterday and you had this to say about coming in today.
I'm going to be on Fox FM Breakfast with Fifi, Feb and Byron about 8:40. I love Fefe Box. She is so supportive. She sends me the most lovely messages. She's like my pump-up cheerleader. So that's going to be really fun. I can't wait.
Hurtful.
Yeah, but you know what? She's a boss, and I know where my bread's buttered, and I got tickets to sell, buddy. So.
That's a very good point. She's the team captain.
Wow.
I mean, it's actually a really good point.
Yeah, well.
She's a big dog.
And you got tickets to sell. She's not here, and I am. So you're buttering the wrong bread, baby.
She's going to hang around. Em Rusciano is with us.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
With our special guest, Em Rusciano.
Yes, so Rage and Rainbow Tour is coming to Hamer Hall. What can we expect?
Look. Though? So many things. I just kind of discovered any woman over 25 is really pissed off and sick of everyone's crap. And so I thought I'd write a show about that. And so, look, there's 12 dancers that are in special costumes. Am I allowed to? I forget breakfast rules. Lady Garden.
What were you going to say?
No rules.
Vaginas.
Yeah, probably
that's
wouldn't
fine.
Have.
That's
okay,
fine.
Lady Garden costumes. There's a unicorn named Gary. There's an 8-piece band. There's 5 original songs I've written with Kate Miller-Heike.
Ooh.
Yes, which are
fresh from Eurovision.
Very fresh, just spinning on those poles. Amazing. Mm. And this show is just, look, it's a look at how women aren't really encouraged to show their anger. Otherwise, we're labelled as angry women. So, you know, when you've got 4 daughters.
I do have 4 daughters.
And I think it's really important with daughters that we teach them to be respected not just liked. I think we teach little girls to be liked and little boys to be respected. So that idea of being submissive and not saying what you want and all those things, I often get accused of being too much that way.
Don't worry. When you've got four daughters,
you know.
I want to be respected because they are the bosses.
Well, that's good. And you know that. But also you care about the world you're sending them out into, right?
Yes.
We've both got, my daughter's about to turn 18.
Yeah, so
my
daughter's 19.
I know. So I've got a kid getting hangovers, a kid having serious hormones. My other daughter's 12. And then one.
So Lenny's 12.
Yeah. And then this guy. Who's
one's
like
on your arm right now.
Pooing on his own, you know, bits. So yeah. Straight up his back.
We're the same. Kind of things.
Mate, it's all the eras. So this show's full of that. It's full of, you know, obviously I left my breakfast radio job last year and that was pretty hectic. So, you know, there's been a few things. I turned 40, which was...
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, it's been a big year and we wanted to write a show about it.
Just quickly, and we've seen in the marketing of the show, you're straddling a unicorn.
Gary the unicorn.
You mentioned Gary the unicorn. And look, Fev, unicorns has been a topic that has been broached on our show in the past, hasn't it, Fev? And
yeah, it has.
Maybe we've laughed at you in the past.
Yeah, you have. You and Boxy take the piss out of me because...
Why,
listen to this, Em.
Yeah, I'm listening.
He believes that unicorns are, in fact, real.
I've looked at pictures. Yeah, but there's white horses with little unicorns.
What about minotaurs, the guys that have a head with the goat legs? They're mythological creatures.
Oh, no, I've seen pictures of the unicorns.
Real unicorns?
Yes.
Real life unicorns?
I just showed you one.
Okay.
He showed me a photo of a Shetland pony with a coat on his head.
And that's all you need, buddy. If that's what it is to you, if all you need is a horn on a tiny white dog, let you have a unicorn.
Good on you, Em. Yeah. We'll be seeing the show for sure.
Come with me a little
Head
bit.
Head to artcentremelbourne.com.au for your tickets for Em Rusciano's Rage and Rainbows Tour. Thanks so much for coming in. Bring in beautiful little Ilio as
no
well.
No worries.
So cute.
Iconic end of season sale is on. Shop theiconic.com.au or download the app.